Okay, so moving on in the third parak of Avos, so we have a statement of Rabbi Akiva who continues to play a dominant role. We'll play a dominant role for the duration of the third parak. So Rabbi Akiva gives sort of five what we call siyagim. It's interesting, the language of siyag is a geder, it's a fence. We had that in the first Mishnah of Berak Yavos of Asu Siyag LaTorah. That's one of the mandates of the rabbinical establishment, is to protect the precious Torah by enacting rabbinical legislation, but it's also a chizuk, right? Siyag means it can strengthen something, not just to protect something. Sometimes you can protect something, but the thing is still vulnerable, you know, behind the fence. But actually, you can strengthen the siyag is both a geder, it's a fence that's protective, but it also strengthens that which you're seeking to protect. So it's a very fascinating, I think, a dual element, to be honest. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva Omer, schok v'kalos rosh margilin le'erva. So you want to avoid, you know, excess levity. Kalos rosh doesn't mean a person who makes, you know, a joke in good taste, which is always uplifting. And, you know, the Gemara in Tainus tells us that famous story of Eliyahu HaNavi pointing out that those who were badchanim, those who, you know, brought joy to people who were depressed, you know, made them laugh, are b'nei olam haba. So that's not what we're talking about. When we talk about tzchok and kalas rosh, we mean, you know, untoward behavior. So that's number one. Masora siyag l'torah, the very fastidious guarding, you know, of the proper Torah shebichtav, make sure that we understand psukim correctly. You know, when it comes to every page of a Gemara, there are 10 or 20 or 30 emendations as to what the proper gear says. Was it Rava? Was it Rabba? Was it Abaye? Was it Rav Nachman? Right? And we have this on literally every page in the Gemara. But, you know, the psukim, the integrity of Torah Shebichsav has been maintained. The Gemara in Gittin actually establishes a restriction that's, you know, meant to further protect the integrity of Torah Shebichsav. Dvarim Shebichtav Yatarashe La'omran Ba'alpeh. We don't want people to confuse these things. That's number two. Number three, Maestro Siag La'osher, a person is very careful in the midst of Tzedakah. Aser to Aser, right? Aser bishvil shatit asher, right? Normally, we have a restriction of los nasos, Hashem Elokeichem. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that we're not supposed to test God in different ways. But the fact of the matter is that tzedakah is an exception to that rule. B'chanuni no abazos, amar Hashem tzvakos, im lo eftach lacha mesa rubos hashamayim, v'arikosi lacham bracha ad b'lidai. The mitzvah of tzedakah really stands out in that way. Nedarim siag l'prishas. We just came off of Parshas Chukas. Klal Yisrael ishu neder veidar Yisrael neder l'Hashem ayamar. Im naton titen esam azeh biyadi v'acharamti esarehem. We actually focused on this in the Rambam shir on Shabbos morning. Nedarim and Shavuos. And, you know, the Rambam does quote this Mishnah. Nedarim siag l'prishas. That the Rambam says that, you know, even though there was really an avera involved in issuing a neder, person shouldn't issue a neder. When it comes to nidre isar, we're not talking about nidre hektesh or nidre gavoa, offering a korban. The Rambam quotes the Maimer Chazal that a neder is like building a bama, which is not a compliment in this context. But sometimes it's a necessary evil, because if a person has to be, you know, mechonein deyosav and miyasher or chosav because the person is straying, the person is as addictive personality, whether it's, you know, yayin or basar or, you know, mammon, and the person needs to extract themselves. So a neder might be a necessary evil, you know, for the Rambam's perspective. You look in Hilchos Nedarim. It might be something where you could say Nedarim siag l'prishas, but it comes at a cost, right? We don't want people, a neder is always relative to the chafta, basically a shvua is when a person says, you know, I take upon myself something. That's why you can't take a shvua to violate something in the Torah. You're mushba v'yomid me'arsina. You can take a shvua to strengthen a commitment to the Torah, which is an interesting asymmetry. Nishvati v'akayim alishmar mishpatei tikacha. When it comes to nedarim, which are relative to the chafta, you know, apples are prohibited upon me, or wine is prohibited upon me, or whatever it is, right? So that is always chal. And really, a person, the Rambam says, should be shoel. The mitzvah is for a person to be shoel on his neder. And even so, the Rambam says, but, you know, a person shouldn't overdo it. A person shouldn't be marba b'nedarim. But if a person is really a stock and he feels there's just no other way to extract themselves but other than invoking a neder, which he's not going to violate because, you know, it comes with a certain ema, a certain yira associated with the neder. So siag l'prishos, that can, you know, be mechazik, as we said before, a person's capacity to separate from the pleasures of the world or excessive engagement in those pleasures. What I wanted to focus on mostly, and just in conclusion, the next 60 or 90 seconds or so, siag l'chachma shesika. So I happen to love this line, right? That protects and really strengthens wisdom is silence. So the Rambam Hilchos Deos writes about Olam Yarba Adam Bishtika. A person should really always be quiet. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes here about how important it is, in particular, in the context of a Torah setting, right? Really what you want to do is first listen, especially if you think that you have the right idea. What you want to do before sharing that idea is to make sure that you've heard everything that there has been that's been said on the topic. That was the approach of Beis Hillel, that they would study Beis Shammai's word first, Makdimin Divrei Beis Shammai LeDivrayim. The imperative of really, reflecting on things, having Masunim Badin, comes from the very beginning of Pirkei Avos, and certainly not to be Nichnas Lesoch Divrei Chaveiro, which is like a way of life today. People constantly interrupting each other. That's what makes, cable news entertainment and not really informative. People just interrupting each other, not letting people finish sentences, shouting matches. It's really, very unhelpful. It's not constructive. But what helps build up chachma is listening and listening carefully. And that's exactly the message that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Dayanim, Shamoa ben Achem, Shvatzed, Tem, Tzedek, Ben Ishu, Ben Echibu, Ben Gero, Kakaton, Kagadol, Tishma'un, Radavar, Asher, Yikshemikem, Takrivun, Elai, Ushema'ativ. And the imperative of really listening very carefully. A person is talking, they obviously can't be listening. And so Rabbi Akiva tells us, Siag l'chach mashasika, a person who's quiet, a person who listens, a person who's willing to hear somebody else out, that's really what is in the end going to generate a great degree of wisdom.